Well, I'm Eva Singh, so let's just start by taking a few beautiful breaths. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're going to take 1 or 2 minutes just to get fully grounded and enjoy the wonder of being alive. So we're just breathing in nice and deep. And just holding the breath and gradually just letting it all out. Exhaling with ease and grace. And as we enjoy this beautiful breath, becoming aware, bringing your awareness to the fact that you are, who are you? You are an eternal, powerful presence, a vast conscious being. Presence of just being aware that you exist, having self-awareness, awareness that you you are in fact alive and present with your awareness of being alive. So as the breath goes in and out, you are the silent witness, the witness that watches all of these things happening. Watching the breath going in and out. Watching yourself watching the breath. Just watching yourself watching the breath. Completely relaxed. I'm just giving yourself this chance right now for just 1 or 2 minutes, just to fully surrender, let go. Surrendering any emotions. And just releasing any tension, any negativity from your body, as if you're allowing this energy to come out of you and be sent up, 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 being taken away, pulled out of you into the light. So you are an eternal being and you're just allowing any negative energy to be pulled out of your being and surrendered into the light. Becoming fully present with life. And just taking 3 more deep breaths, getting grounded, fully being here. Giving thanks to all the blessings in your life. And welcome to the call, much love and blessings. Thank you for being here. Just enjoying the beautiful sunshine this morning. Very grateful. I was just thinking a moment ago how in the past I remember having to show up on time for various things I didn't like, that I didn't want to go to, having jobs I didn't like, being in situations that I wasn't really choosing. And just the power of these changes that you're making, that we're all making, they allow you to create a life of freedom. And even if things are challenging, there's always the spiritual freedom that no one can take away from us. So ideally we're going to have inner freedom and outer freedom, but it all starts from having freedom on the inside. So, we are here for you today, for your freedom, for your abundance, for your joy, for your wonder. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from all the new superheroes first, and then, of course, all the superhero graduates and anyone else who's on the call. We would love to hear from you as well. And, you know, just sharing your intentions for being a superhero. What do you want to experience in your life? Where are you going? Just understand the power of sharing your intentions. When we speak out loud and share, the voice casts a spell. You know, why is the word spelling? Because it's casting spells through our words. So as you speak, you're bringing things into life. And as you write things down, your pen is like a magic wand. So your pen is like a magic wand, and your words are like spells. So when we speak our intentions, we are bringing into life the first round of manifestation. So for those of you who are new, we'd love to hear your intentions. And of course, any questions you have, anything that's going on, we're totally here for you. And today we have the lovely Ariel, my partner, who's here as well to give love and blessings. She's going to be doing a bonus call as well for the superheroes. So you're going to get to know her. She's has lots of wisdom to share, lots of sweetness, blessings. And she has a lot of experience on many things. So we're very lucky to have her as well. So for those of you who are new to this, in order for us to know that you'd love to connect, just press star 2 on your keypad. If you look at your keypad, you have a star key and a 2. And for those of you who are on the webcast, there is a little box somewhere around there, and you can just type a question. You can just say hello. Yeah? Just say hello. Or if you have any questions or any comments, we can see you as well. We can see your questions. So feel free to say hi, yeah? Even if you're not going to ask this question, just say hello and where you're from so we can see you, because we have lots of people on the webcast. It'd be nice to know who you are and where you're from. Otherwise, we can't tell who's on the call. So, much love and blessings. And for those of you who are on the call, press star 2. We'd love to hear from you. If you don't, we might have to unmute you anyway. Let's take a question from Lee. Arnold, do you want to read it?
Sure. So Lee's on the call. Lee is a superhero graduate. Hi, Lee. It's really great that you're here. And Lee has a question. She's also asking if we could do this call a little later. I mean, if all of you or most of you do want that, it's definitely possible. So her question is, perhaps it's time, the time of year and months of blanket cold gray gloom affecting me, plus the usual social and cultural isolation here on my own in Germany. God made who hates my gut, so dear. Days I still feel quite disinspired, since such overwhelmed joy of life and the actual visions seem a million miles away, and sometimes super hard. Staying hopeful when so much general joylessness and struggle all around, heartbreak and tragedy out there, people who tell me their personal stories, the refugee crisis and so on. I wish I could sweep all the pain away with my magic wand. I know we are all feeling it in regular Ho'oponopono, angel, qigong, and nature, amazing grace, all over my vision board, certainly always. Helps for sure. Infinite patience, be the change, and so on. Do you also get days, the best ever seems ridiculously impossible? Any thoughts? So Lee's going through, you know, one of these cycles. We all go through cycles, and as we're on this journey of purifying the soul, stuff gets brought up. And certainly, you know, it can be triggered from the environment if it's really cold and gloomy and so forth. And naturally, winter can be a time to go deeper. But recognizing that it is part of the journey to face these less pleasant feelings, thoughts, experiences, and so forth. And the light will return, Lee, and it always does, especially as you keep your practices strong. And even if you do feel uninspired, do it anyway. That's really our secret. Michael and I, Nick, Taylor, we don't always feel inspired. We don't always feel, you know, the highest of bliss and these wonderful emotions. We all have down days, you know, and the main thing is to keep on going on anyway, right? So that's the game. No matter, because as you go deeper on this journey too, there's going to be some pretty intense energy that comes to stop you, that comes to throw you off, that comes to get you to say, oh, I'm not feeling this anymore, I'm just going to give up. And that pretty much happens to most people. But what you recognize as a spiritual warrior, Lee and everyone else here, is that the name of the game really is to keep on going on no matter what energy comes to stop you. To just keep going, to really show up the best that you can, and to keep doing the practices that uplift you, to keep doing the service or working on the projects, even if you really don't feel like it. And that's also going to help the energy shift for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a great question. What we have to remember is that the world is crumbling, yeah? It's a crumbling world. It's actually being destroyed. Yeah, that's a pretty shocking thing to come to realize. This world is being destroyed. Yeah, there are many, they're not the world itself. The world itself is going to be all right. But the systems, the dysfunctional systems in the world are being destroyed, right? And that, of course, causes enormous amounts of misery, yeah, because people are not used to this. Yeah, we were used to things carrying on, and they have been carrying on, and now they're getting crushed. And being cold, of course, is terrible on top of that. You know, gray skies and gloom. I mean, there's a big difference between blue skies and sunshine and gray skies. It does make a big difference, yeah, just that in itself. So there's a lot of bad stuff going on. We definitely have gone through plenty of horrible challenges in our own life. All of us have, yeah? And this is not all ease and grace and ease and grace. You know, you can have an ease and grace attitude, but you can't always have, practical speaking, ease and grace. You know, the sickness comes, illness comes, challenges come, overwhelm, too much stuff to do, health issues, money problems, fear, drama. I mean, this stuff all comes up for all of us. So the question is, I think the main thing here is to understand the difference between having the best day ever, meaning, because most people think the best day ever, what does that mean? A lot of people think, oh, it means I had a superfood smoothie and then I went to the beach and had a swim and then I, do you know what I mean? Then I had this sort of massage, then I hung out with my friends at the waterfall. That's not really the best day ever, even though that, of course, is fun to do all those things. Best day ever is when you have grown spiritually, where you have evolved. That the best day ever is when you've changed, it's when you evolve. So there's hundreds of millions of things we can do to strengthen ourselves. But if you have grown personally, and you've made a shift internally, and you've gone deeper in yourself, and you've let go of some negativity, then you've actually honestly had the best day ever. And those situations actually come more often when you're having a bad time than they do when you're having a good time. When people have everything they need, everything they want, they tend to get lazy and start doing stuff that ends up hurting them later on, yeah? The amount of people, think about all the pop stars and rock stars, and people who've inherited lots of money and they're just hanging around sitting by the pool getting drunk and doing drugs. After a while they end up like depressed and in rehab and like their life's a mess, yeah? So a lot of the time it's the darkness, the challenging times that forces us to actually change. And then from that change we feel different. And then as we feel different we start acting different, yeah? And if it wasn't for pain and suffering in my own life, I wouldn't have changed. Yes, I'm great. I mean, I don't like it. It's definitely unpleasant, but it's definitely helped change. So what I recommend you do, Lee, and I recommend this to anyone else who's having a hard time physically, is you think that best day ever means that you went deeper in your meditation, in your humility, in your surrender, in your, you know, forgiveness. And you kind of died more on the inside and you let go more and you surrendered more and you went to a level of depth that was deeper than yesterday. That's the best day ever. Doing that is the best day ever. And all this other stuff, it's all trivial. It's all extras. Yeah, that's not that important. Yeah, those things, other things will come to you later as you do the inner work more. So just reinterpret the meaning of the best day ever as an opportunity for growth and for change. And then you can have the best day ever now in the winter surrounded with negative people. Do you know what I mean? And superhero training, if you just go on the superhero training website and you just listen to any of the stuff, do any of the meditations, like we've probably got about 3 years worth of stuff for you there, yeah? So you could be studying something new, you know, like every day. Multiple times. There's stories, there's letting go practices, there's meditations, there's stuff from Taylor, there's bonuses. So all these things are kind of interesting and inspiring and helpful, yeah? So you choose the winter time to go deep. If in doubt, download some audios and listen to them, yeah? And then do the practice. And if you keep studying, you'll keep going deeper. And as you go deeper, your life will get better.
Absolutely. And for the challenging situations in your life, know, as we all do, as all superheroes here do deep down, that there is a gift there and there's a purpose for it. Having a really horrible flatmate can be very beneficial because it really brings things up to the surface for you and it possibly is a call to greater surrender and letting go or other qualities that your soul's developing more. So you could even just be with a question like, what have I not seen here? You know, what is it that I'm being asked to see or understand or, you know, become? And I understand it's very challenging with the situations in the world to see any benefit there, but underlying the horror and the terror and the fear and the very, you know, nasty things going on, there's a purification happening. There is a breakdown to a breakthrough on a much larger scale. And when we're in the middle of the storm, when we're in the middle of the breakdown, it's not always easy to see. Yeah, but it's there. So just be with that as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's a breakdown to breakthrough. And we've all been through it. And afterwards, when we look back, we say, I'm really grateful that that horrible thing happened. But later, yeah, later. It's normally later. We go, oh, that was great, when we feel better. So our challenge as superheroes is to try and understand the value, the benefit of challenging situations we're having in the moment so that the suffering becomes more bearable, yeah? Like someone who does, say, a juice cleanse or a fast or something, there's normally detox symptoms that come up and they get headaches and they feel sick and they lose energy and there's a period of unpleasant feelings, yeah? And then the mind starts saying, what the hell's wrong with you? You should be eating. And they start having cravings for pizza and stuff, yeah? It happens, yeah? But someone who knows that this is good for their health, they're willing to put up with all that stuff, because ultimately they're going to be better off than they were before. And so we have to think about these challenging situations like a detox. You know, we're getting rid of something for a greater good. And in the moment, of course, it's unpleasant, but later on it's beneficial. So what we need to do is capitalize profit from our experiences, all of our experiences. Think to yourself, how can I take advantage of this? How can this be serving me in some way? Because we can either try and run away from it and resist it, which is not really possible and don't work, or we can say, how can I get something out of this? So I recommend just asking that question, what can I get from this terrible situation? What can I gain from it? How can this be of service to me? Now think about it, because your subconscious mind will give you answers, and then you'll get some funny insights about why this is useful and how you can benefit from it. So coming out the other end, you'll genuinely be grateful that this is exactly what you went through. Yeah. Like recently, I was very sick, you know, for a couple of weeks, yeah. And I literally could barely get out of bed, and I was lying in the sun, like in the morning. Luckily, there was sun, you know, just like curled up in the sunshine. That was my like one ray of hope during the day, you know, and I was just like in such agony, you know. But it turned out to be highly, highly beneficial, because it made me realize how some of the madnesses that I still carry around and what they were and how they need to go. And it kind of crushed some stuff. And I came out the other end feeling better than ever. But at the time, I didn't particularly like it. So, you know, keep asking, how is this serving me? How is this serving me? What can I gain from this? And you're going to get some really good insights. And they'll make you feel better right away. And then things will start getting physically changing as well. So I'm excited to hear what's next, Lee. Lee's gone through so much. We've heard from Lee many, many times over the years. And so you're doing great. You realize how far you've come as well.
Yeah, you're doing so well. It's amazing. So I'll just read. We just have a few hellos. So Johnny's on the call, and he says aloha. And Michelle, and she says hello. And Samuel, who's one of our new superheroes, says good morning. I love you guys. I love you too. And if any of you want to ask something, please do. And I see we do have a question from Agata from Brussels. And Agata is a new superhero, and she's writing into us. She says, hi, everybody. I am Agata, living in Brussels and come from Slovakia. I felt lost all my life, not knowing what I want, and at least not taking actions and afraid of the world. I was so down on Sunday listening to Michael's video about only a few superheroes accomplish their vision, even though I am happy being here with you. Well, we're very happy you're here, and I have a feeling Michael will have some things to share for you about that video.
Yeah, don't be sad, Agata. You're great. Yeah, anyone who comes on this program is going to get results. Yeah, everyone will. I think what I was saying on that video is that we all need to not become complacent. That's the main point I was trying to make. Is you know, sometimes there's an idea that we can just do nothing at all and something will change. And that we have to just remove that idea from our mind. We need to think it doesn't have to be hard, but there is going to be some change. Yeah. And the most important thing to make our lives better, the most important thing is to take the next step, just one step. Yeah. You don't have to take 500 steps. You don't have to be, you know, 10 years in the future, supercharged, doing all these things. No, you don't need to do any of that. You just need to take the next step. And in superhero training, the next step really is just listen to the next part of the program and then do something that we tell you to do. And normally the stuff we've asked you to do is pretty simple things, you know. But when you add them all up over time, you end up a completely different place than you were. Yeah, so we've had an unprecedented level of success in superhero training. Most programs, people don't get any results at all. Yeah, I know lots of people doing programs, and the industry standard, if you like, is very low. But in superhero training, it's very high. Yeah, so I'm relative speaking, and everyone gets something. So if you want to get the the reason I think I had this video is that if you want to get the most benefit from the program, just keep moving forward. Yeah, make a time every week or even every day just to listen to something, study something. And once you get in the habit of doing that, you'll start gaining momentum, and then things will naturally start getting better. So all you need to do is just make a small commitment to yourself just to keep moving forward with one step and then the next step, and so much help will come to you. So I'm very excited for you. Well done for being here. By the way, congratulations. It was a big, big jump joining the program. And you did a great thing. Yeah, you're in the right place. And the community's here for you. Yeah, just the energy. So well done. Yeah, even if you've been lost your whole life, you've become found again now. This is great.
Yeah,
so glad. Hey, Michael, can you hear me?
We can, yes. Taylor's on the call, too. So please share with that.
Hey, welcome. I was trying to talk on a whole different line. It wasn't going too well. I just wanted to backtrack a little and to Lee's comment. I've been doing a lot of work with people that are kind of right on the front lines of the refugee situation over there, and I know we're kind of in the U.S. here, not at all in touch with that, the reality of what it's like to have hundreds of thousands, really, of refugees everywhere. And I know that's what it's like in Germany and a lot of other countries in Europe. And it's an intense situation. And I just want to say, just in kind of being on the front lines and working with people on the front lines of that, it's something that helps the refugees, and they're kind of doing it all for us, in that what we're really present to in being with their situation is that in an instant our entire lives can change and everything can change, including where we live and what our priorities are. I mean, for them right now, their priorities are keeping dry and warm and getting food, very, very basic. And it helps to really put in perspective not only what matters in life, but, what we're all really, if we all are one, what we're all confronting. And it's interesting because I've been living in a situation for a while where I haven't had one place to live. So, oftentimes I say, as I get ready to schlep to the next location, oh my gosh, I feel like a refugee. Now, I've been saying this for about 2 years, and now I say that very differently. I do have a computer, a place to plug it in, a house, a bathtub. And so, what I encourage, especially those of you that are living in Europe and the UK and are having that situation be very much real for you in your everyday lives, is to really hold light around that situation, because they are leading the edge. In a big way, we all are, but all of our personal evolution and transformation contributes to creating a pathway for those who are yet to come. And so they're really on the leading edge, and the best support we can be for them is to send them our love and light and compassion, but also to see them for what they are, which is pioneering new frontiers of what life on the planet's going to look like. And they're brave souls for doing it. And so, I just wanted to say that because I think it's something that it's probably going to get more intense in a lot of different places in the world. And the sooner we can see it for the opportunity it is and see it for the evolution and transformation it is, the quicker we'll move through this phase, which is quite profound. It's a profound time on the planet. And So I just wanted to say that because I think it's key that we see it for as evolution and light versus, a destruction of form. There are forms that are being destroyed that are producing evolution, but the key is to focus on that which we want to expand on. And those people really are at the heart of it, so they're good ones to place our energy behind.
Thank you, Taylor. Emily, if there's anything else that you would like to say, just type it in. And I'm curious if anyone on the line, any of the new superheroes, would like to say hello, and I see one of our superheroes says, hi, Olivia, you're unmuted. Lydia, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Better by the day, actually. I just wanted to say, I don't know about everybody else, but Michael's voice comes very clear, and volume-wise, it's great, but you, Ariel, I don't know, for me, I can barely hear you. It's like your voice is quite low or not as clear. I don't know if it's a connection thing or, you know, I just wanted to say that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I can
yeah.
speak loud. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a volume thing or it's a connection thing. I have no idea. I just wanted to say. Hello to everyone. So I'm calling from Greece. And I wanted to say a few things about myself. But after what Lee brought up, I also wanted to share my own perspective from that because Greece has been, you know, kind of trying to struggle with many various things apart from, you know, crisis and capital controls and all this energy battle with Europe and other forces and things like that. So it has been extremely challenging to stay in a level, you know, that you don't feel extremely heavy and kind of drawn by darkness, if I can say. So that's one challenge. But the thing with the refugees is has also been added to this whole thing already existing. And I have to say myself that I have seen it. It's around the city in Athens. But the worst stuff is in the islands, there are kids drowning every day and dying. And it's terrible. And these are all things, all the other factors, and this added to the whole situation in Greece just makes it very, very hard. But as always, what I've been telling myself, you either focus on that and just let yourself get drawn down into, you know, the heavy frequencies, or you try to use it as you, Ariel, said, and Michael and Taylor, and use it as an experience and understand that you have in some level, in a higher level, you consciously chose to be here. So I'm talking for myself. I'm sure I'm consciously in Greece right now because, you know, otherwise I would be somewhere else. So in some level, this has to tell me something. I'm here to learn something from this experience. And one thing I have to share is I have seen immense support that brings tears to my eyes from Greek people to the refugees. And I'm telling you, it's support from people that they're struggling so much with themselves because we are in a really hard situation, but you see that they put this below and they see that kids are drowning. So let's forget about the crisis, about all the political and financial issues and our banks closed and all the stuff. We don't care. Well, not for everyone, but there are so many people. So many people are going to the islands, are giving free help every day. They're gathering blankets and food and giving it to people. I can tell you, this is the other side of the coin, and this really touches my heart. And as always, where there is light, there is darkness, and they just go together. And there is always another side to view these things. So, you know, I'm just saying that also for Lee and for everyone, but for what she said, and I can totally resonate with her. And I've been kind of going through similar things, but, you know, there are always other things we can put our focus on that bring us to another understanding. So that's one thing I wanted to share.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that. It's so true that I've been just in tears watching some of the footage of friends that are mine that are making a documentary on the refugee situation right now. The outpouring of support and love, like you're saying, for people that only have maybe a little more than these people do and are in as much of a crisis, is so inspiring. It's just so inspiring. It makes you want to just kind of put down everything you're working on and go to the front lines and support.
Yeah.
And we can, though, and that's the beauty of it. We can do just that energetically. And so that's, you know, kind of what I was saying there, that we don't have to, we can just the knowledge of it, this of it alone is enough for us to focus on and put our energies there. And that's everything. You know, that's just everything. And, you know, even if we just say a to those that are that all those who are praying, prayers are heard, you know, that's a lot right there. So much we can do.
Absolutely. The, you know, the more we focus on what we want, I really appreciate what Taylor was saying. Yes, the world is, you know, in many ways being destroyed, but at the same time it's being reborn. And we're basically all of us being forced to go to a higher level of compassion and love. And these problems make our own life challenges seem pretty minimal, pretty trivial, and relatively speaking. We realize how blessed we are, and the more we give, the better. I remember I used to go to the soup kitchens with my mother when I was younger. And, you know, just the joy that you get by serving others who haven't got the same situation, you know, little things like this, they make a massive difference. People really appreciate it. And the person giving comes out the other end better off than they were before, tremendously. So even if, you know, most of us are not in a situation where we can, like, go to these places physically and solve all the problems, because there's too many of those things everywhere. But whatever we can do that, you know, and focusing on that fully and realizing that, relatively speaking, we're all extremely rich and safe, you know. And the biggest breakthrough is for us to remember we're all one big family. We're all family, so there's not, like, different people. They're all family for us. They belong to us. And we're all safe because we're spiritual beings, you know. And just having that experience in yourself that you're part of this big family and they're part of your family, and we're all safe because we are souls, spiritual energy, that's very healing, yeah, if you can hold that power long enough, because that goes out, that energy. And that helps people feel better. You know, I've been in situations where there have been people with toll crisis. I'm sure Taylor deals with this all the time. And if what happens when there's a lot of chaos around is that we go into a deeper state in ourselves. And that energy affects people, you know. So I just want you to all be aware of what your presence is needed, you know, and you're already doing great work. So, you know, just realize that you've been put there for a reason, you know, otherwise you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, and all of you are also going, we're all going through a process, just as the world's going through a process as a whole of destruction and renewal. Yeah, death and rebirth. Every single one of us are as well. And kind of as we were connecting on at the beginning of the call, the less we resist kind of the dying of negativity, ego, the better. You know, it becomes more and more peaceful, more and more, more joyful. And we're then able to be present for ourselves and present for others. And we're all also working on harmonizing our patterns, because we're spiritual beings that have different kind of recorded patterns, in a sense, and different, like a slightly different personalities, ways of being, things like that. And so the fact that, that's such a beautiful story of the harmonizing that's happening, different cultures, different backgrounds, doesn't matter. Yeah, so stripping back the kind of body consciousness and coming back to the essence, yeah, in ourselves and with our family. So it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Lavinia.
Something else before, you know, I just ask for your help for something personal. The feeling of war and people going, you know, destroying each other and all that is just something that just feels very hurtful to me since I was a kid. And just recently, I think last few years and more intensely, like this last year, which has been personally a challenge for me, but also for the country, is the idea that, you know, everything is a hologram. So basically, what if I don't look at the war that is around me and in the planet? There has to be some war inside of me, and let me start working with that. And I was just thinking, what if we all start with that? And what if all people in the planet started with working, you know, with the pain and the anger and the war that is within us? What would happen then holographically? And this is just a feeling and a conversation I had with myself that really made me feel so much better. Like, it gave me hope and a way out, instead of just feeling terrible about the Syria war, the refugees and this and that, and why am I in this hurtful planet? You know, the idea that basically there is some resonance and I'm here because there is something, like there are refugees within me, within my universe and everyone's universe. There is war, there is Syria. All this stuff is within each and every one of us. So why don't we start working with that? And that's been my goal, apart from other things. And I've been noticing my inner war and my inner destruction and all these things, and it's a nice adventure, I have to say. Challenging and nice adventure.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth, Lydia. It really is, because it's all going on internally, and you're a very deep and wise soul, and everybody here, that is the practice. That is recognizing these forces of destruction, you know, within, and letting those go, and letting that go, and working with that, and facing it, and recognizing that's the real work. You know? So thanks for bringing that to light.
Yeah, that is the situation. Right there. Not that you don't do the outer work as well, but if you only did the outer work and didn't do the inner work, it'd still be a problem. So yeah, that's a really great question. What refugees do I have inside of me that need looking after and need a home? And where am I finding wars in myself? And if you put a stop to that, that's a huge thing. And you're right. If everyone did, good question, if everyone did the work on themselves, what would happen? The whole thing would change very rapidly, yeah? Because nearly all the problems in the world I would say actually all problems in the world are a consequence of dysfunctional energies on the inside. And actually, something I find really interesting is that most problems aren't a lack of something, it's an excess of something, it's too much of something, yeah, in most cases. So most problems in the world could be solved by not doing things. Yeah, these people stopped shooting each other, that would be peace, wouldn't it? Yeah. And if people, do you know, if people stopped eating food that was bad for them, they would be healthier right away. So most stuff is in excess. There's something that's grown out of control and taken over, and then people act. We all act in strange ways, and those strange ways end up causing all these problems. But if we get rid of the issue on the inside, then we stop thinking and acting differently. And then everything changes. And the best way for other people to have hope is just for them to see you and realize that you've changed on the inside. And so that means it's easier for them.
Great. Thank you so much for this conversation. We're so glad you're here, Lydia.
I'm really delighted to be here, and last 4 months have been very, very challenging, and I just found myself in a really dark place, really just leaving myself and my practices and kind of my light. And last 10 days, there kind of has been an opening in many different ways, like I feel better and I'm trying to get back to my energy and myself. And that's kind of when the magic happened last week and I enrolled. So I'm extremely happy for that. And I feel very blessed and grateful to be here with you guys. And since these days, it feels like things are getting better. So thank you for the opportunity and for your help. And I had some personal things I want to share, but I don't know, maybe other people want to talk, so.
No, go for it, Lydia. You know, you're on, you know. And also, we'd love to hear your intentions. If you'd be happy to share what your intentions are. I think you shared a little bit. But just sharing it out loud, you know, helps us all understand you more and helps us hold you in the energy of your intentions.
Okay.
Tell us.
No, please. You were going to say something?
I was just saying we're all looking forward to hearing your intentions. And any other questions you have is fine too.
Okay. So basically, most of the things I need to go towards and bring to life and manifest and my next steps, both internally and also externally, are quite clear at the moment. I really find it hard sometimes to bring them out due mainly to two reasons. One is my own mind sabotage and conversation with myself that just leads me to a dead end, and a lot of self-doubt, I can say. Even though when I step back and I look at my whatever that is as a third person, I just look at it and I just say, wow, this is just great. Then when I just come back to myself, it's a lot of self-doubt and self-sabotage. And the second thing is what I already talked about in a way that, you know, the environmental challenges that are personal, you know, family things, relationships, lack of support. I'm really having a hard time to find people that I can resonate in kind of the same level. Just very, very few people that are becoming less and less by the time, especially the last year. I feel that has been a challenge that has been said to me, like, okay, if you're left almost alone, but I know we're never alone, but let's say just physically around here, can you survive? And apart from having all the other hard things the last year, this was like for me the cherry on top of the cake, because I tend to get sometimes very emotional and things like that just kind of break me. So this has had to be something that was a test for me and still is going on in a way. It's kind of getting better lately. And so, yes, the second factor is like environmental, like how to detach in a way, not being indifferent, but not to get too too drawn down by your environment and, you know, sometimes lack of support by the people you thought they would support you and they didn't, or yeah. And my intention for this year is to resolve these things, to let go of my self-sabotage and to just stand on my feet and feel my strength and just go for it without overanalyzing it and just be free of too much environmental influence. And the word freedom, I guess, is my intention in many levels this year. When you mentioned it in the start of the call, it's just my word. I've been using it in my meditation and yoga and practices, like my word. This is my word for this year. It's financial freedom, it's emotional freedom, it's mind freedom, physical freedom, as I'm going through some health issues as well. Yeah, this is the word I really want to manifest, is freedom. So that's it from me. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, freedom is that's one of my favorite words. And Jivan Mukti in Sanskrit, the word Jivan Mukti means freedom. And Jivan means life. So it's life of freedom, freedom in life. And the way to get Jivan Mukti is to focus on Mukti. Mukti means liberation. Yeah, the word Mukti, you might have heard the Buddhists talk about this. Mukti means the world beyond, going into the world where you are beyond sound and beyond time, going into our home, our spiritual home. And so one of the most powerful things, and I highly recommend everyone does this as much as you can, is bring your attention. We have meditations that help you do this. Bring your awareness outside of this temporary experience of life, which is very temporary. We are all going to leave these bodies sooner or later. Bring ourselves out of this little box. The world is like a box. Outside the box, and come back home to where we actually came from, which is the world of peace, the world of freedom. And just having that bigger perspective is extremely healing for us, because we're too stuck in this thing, yeah, just trapped in it. So we bring our consciousness out. It doesn't matter what situation we're in. Obviously, it's easier if you have some peace and quiet around you, but you don't need to. But all of us can make some time. Go outside the box, We're so obsessed with everything. Come outside of it and come back into the light. Then we can finally breathe. So you can finally take a deep breath. Ah, God, it's all right. Again, everything's done. I'm actually safe. Everything's okay. And then we come back into the consciousness of this world, which is very limited. And everything seems a lot easier to deal with. And we feel freer on the inside. And so the method to experience freedom on all levels, emotional freedom, financial freedom, freedom in relationships, is to practice that, you know, go beyond. Someone was just telling me yesterday how powerful he found the Manmanabhava meditation, Manmanabhava. So I recommend everyone listen to that. It's a very powerful meditation I've created for you to help you go into that space of beyond everything. And there really is nothing like it. There's nothing at all in the world that matches up to the spiritual realms. There's nothing like it. There never will be. So the good news is that we can experience that for free whenever we have the time, whenever we give energy to it. Yeah, so the only thing it requires is concentration and commitment to just practice. That's really all it takes. So if you're willing to put concentration and determination and practice, you can have these experiences. Yes, anyone can have amazing experiences in 24 hours or less if they're willing to just focus, playing back the power. Yeah. So transformation, Taylor's always talking about this, transformation happens in a second, you know. And when we're willing to say, right, that's it, I'm going to go for it, then everything seems easier all of a sudden, you know. And even if we got off the wagon a little bit, get back on it again in a second by saying, I recommit now. So I'm excited for you, Lydia, for your next level of freedom. And it all starts with you, really, as you are very aware, because it is a holographic universe. And also, I wanted to just mention about the people. Taylor, Nick, myself, RL, the key to our success in many ways is that we do so much service. We're always helping people, yeah? Day and night, yeah? We're always thinking about how we can help people. And that keeps us safe. If we had nothing to do, yeah, we would probably get into some sort of mischief and waste our time, right? But because we're so busy talking to people, serving people, thinking about how we can help people, it keeps us in a good state. And we obviously have to look after ourselves and make sure we don't get burnt out, yeah? But giving to others brings us joy, and it keeps us on a good path. So one of the keys to freedom, and one of the keys to success in life, is to serve others. So even like going to like a soup kitchen where you can help the refugees, for example. I'm not saying you have to do that or anything, but if you're inspired, sometimes just serving other people who are in a worse situation than you are makes you feel and realize how blessed you are. But just being of service, how can you be of service? Because realistically, people are not going to give to you. You know, most people are needy. And so we're trying to get from people who haven't got much to give most of the time, yeah? Most people don't have much to give, so they can't give you anyway. So giving to others, funnily enough, is the way for you to get charged rather than getting from others. And obviously this is counterintuitive, yeah? Because if we feel that we need something, we don't normally think, well, how can I give to someone else? Because we think, well, I'm already tired. I haven't got anything left, you know. But you'll be surprised how much energy comes to you when you show up for other people. Don't you think, Taylor? I'm sure Taylor has thousands of stories of this.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's really what makes the world go around right there. If you really want to get into freedom fast and into the bigger spaces of dimensionality, the fastest path there is service, selfless service. And there you are, boom, places you square dab in the middle of what makes the world go round. And really, ultimate flow and synchronicity. You know, when I find, it's now just, you know, for me, just what guides the energy of my day. You know, kind of how I figure out what my day is going to look like is I listen to my voicemail, I look at my email, and I take the highest level of need first and kind of work my way down through there. And that never goes. That always works. And what I discover is, as I am, more and more magic and synchronicity keep occurring. So that sometimes I don't even need to get to the end of the list because somehow it all takes care of itself. And so, yeah, I mean, I think you've got you know, when I connect with you in particular out there in Greece, you're just like a lighthouse, you know, a vortex of light sitting out there. And what a blessing. You know, when I think of Greece, I think of you. And when I think of you, I think of the enormous amount of light and energy and service you're providing simply by having as your priority your spiritual evolution and growth. And, you know, and then if you do anything over that, that's an extra special bonus. But what you say is accurate, you know, but when we work on ourselves, that's all that's required. You know, I talk to, you know, a lot of women that have, like, kids and they're busy mothers and they're like, oh, you know, I don't really have time. You know, I wish I could do it like you do, or, you know, but, you know, all day long I'm, you know, feeding the kids and homeschooling. You know, they got a whole list, you know. And somehow they think that that list is somehow less than what I'm doing. And a lot of what I have to do is continually reassuring them that, no, you don't understand. That is taking care of the world. You know, making delicious, wonderful food for your kids and taking time out to be with them. And whatever it is that we do, when we do it out of service and consciousness and a commitment to being the very best we can be, is the greatest world service we can give. And that's critical for us all to get, because, you know, I talk to a lot of people who are like, well, someday, you know, when I have time and when I get done with this job I don't really like to do, then I can do, you know, this being of service stuff, you know, that it's something that you somehow get to do after, you know, you have a certain amount of money, or, you know, I don't know what it is, but it really couldn't be any further from the truth. And what is critical for superheroes to see, and I know you all do, but we just need to be reminded of, because that is why you got into the program, to be of service. But that's really what we're doing. Whatever it is we're doing, whether or even if we're working in a corporate America job that our whole strategy and plan is to get out of, there's a reason, like you said, that you're there, and it's all perfect. It's all perfect. And all that's required really is just shifting into seeing it like that, and then holding that whatever we are being of service to those around us in ways that maybe we can't even see or understand. But, you know, I talk to a lot of people in, you know, working in high-level government places, like the Federal Reserve or the NSA, and they're thinking, oh, gosh, this is a nightmare. I can't believe I'm here. But for me, it's like, I can. It makes complete sense when I see the amount of energy and light and difference just their being there is bringing to that whole organization. It's enormous. It's enormous. And so I really do see Greece now, its entire future and outcome is shifted by virtue of you being there and going about your practices and everything that you're doing. I mean, just hands down. I now know, okay, I don't really need to focus on Greece anymore. That's covered. part of the world is covered. Well, we can move on to other regions now. Exactly. We got the superhero on deck out there. Let's just turn our focus elsewhere.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Lydia, for taking care of this.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. I don't know what to say. I do believe totally and resonate with what you said about being in service and helping people. And this is something that is in my heart desire since I remember myself. Like when I was asking myself 10 years old what I want to do in life, the answer always was helping people. And I do that as much as I can, you know, even if I am in a restaurant and there's someone asking about health and supplements and nutrition and other places about, you know, how to heal your environment and your building, and other times giving people meditations. And it's, you know, this brings enormous joy to my heart. And I totally agree with you, Michael. And it is a path to freedom, indeed. And I'm sure I can do it much more. And I have the potential to offer even more. I really need to be more stable within to be able to be more of service and to be more joyful as a result. Because I find myself being sometimes so sensitive and just absorbing so much from the environment, from people. I'm not blaming or criticizing anyone. Of course, it's all my own responsibility. And I'm just trying to find that, you know, that pole, that axis within me, and just anchor myself. And I'm not saying there will not be ups and downs, because that's the cycle. Otherwise, we're dead. You know, if there is no wave up and down. But I feel I'm just, my wave up and down is just too much, like the amplitude, and I'm trying to bring it down. And I have brought it down with a lot of practices, but I need to do some more faster, because life is pushing me in a very fast rate right now, and maybe it's global also. So I just, I feel that, for example, connecting with you and you know, being in resonance with people kind of like-minded it just helps me anchor myself, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, good for you. I mean, here's the thing. I just want to say two things, very important things. Number one is that you actually are fine, even if you don't feel it. We have to remember this. We'll go through pretty mad times in the world, and we are going to feel some odd feelings, to say the least, yeah? So the idea that you're going to be totally relaxed all the time is actually unreasonable in this world. Like, have constant peaceful experiences despite crazy stuff is actually not going to happen, yeah? So it takes some pressure off when you realize that, like, if someone kicks you, yeah, you're going to feel the pain. I mean, do you know what I mean? And so if someone does, whatever happens, yeah? Obviously, we can respond to it in various different ways, but we're still going to feel things that we feel, right? And if there's lots of crazy stuff going on, just giving ourselves a hard time that there's something wrong with us because we're feeling a little bit stressed out because there's loads of crazy stuff happening, but that's an extra stress on top of the stress, yeah? So I just want you to first of all realize this is intense times. I live in a place that's absolutely silent most of the time. And that's stressful because I have to look at myself like really severely. There's no distractions, you know. So it's stressful being in silence, and it's stressful being with tons of crazy stuff going on as well. Yeah, you can't get away from it. So, you know, you just first of all, you have to laugh at the whole thing, how absurd it is. And second thing is practice, yeah. Most people are not studying or practicing anywhere near as much as they could be, including myself. Yeah, there's always an upgrade. So superhero training, you have got access now to an extremely powerful tool. It's like a machine, yeah? But it's a spiritual energy. And if you study and apply, you'll be in a radically different emotional state than you are now. In 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, yeah, huge change, especially by the end of the year, for sure, yeah. So my main suggestion to you is realize the value of what you have in your hands, yeah. See the power of it. These calls, of course, are great, but don't underestimate the power of the training itself, you know. So learn, listen to the audios, watch the videos, and have like a little study schedule, like, okay, I watch the video number one and I applied this. I'd watch video number two and I applied this. You know, go through the stuff and practice it. Yeah, use your time to really, really, really go deep. Yeah. and that's going to give you the foundation to be stronger in your life and deal with your emotions a lot better than you currently are. So just remember, it's okay to take time, but practice, yeah? Study. You know, this is the question that we all have to ask ourselves, is how many hours in a week have we devoted to our practice? Because we can all run around all the time. But how many hours today have I devoted to my spiritual practice, to waking up, to service? And so the more we increase that practice, the more power we have. And last thing I want to mention is that when it comes to service, each one of us is different, yeah? Some people are more extroverted, some people are more introverted, some people are good at some things. So what we have to be aware of is I have to understand ourselves, understand yourself, and think, what can you do that brings you joy and serves others as well? You know, that's the real service. So I want everyone to remember that you don't have to, like, become somebody else to be of service. You have to think, based on who I am, what I'm good at, my tendencies, how can I use what I have to serve others? You don't have to serve others in other ways. You don't have to think, well, I should be more like, you know Nick and Taylor and Michael and Umbrella. You know, you don't have to do anything like what we're doing. It can be completely different. And like Taylor was saying, she talks to all these mothers. I talk to a lot of mothers as well. And they're always like, I want to do this. And I keep telling them, look, looking after your kids is huge service. Don't underestimate that. You're bringing someone up. You're holding things down. This is really powerful. So I just want everyone to write this down. Number one, study and practice more, because it's going to give you a lot back. And number two, understand what you have to give and give that. You don't have to try and become someone else to do service. You know, if someone's good at writing, write. Your social media needs your help. You could be posting on Facebook all day long. You could write books. If you're good at talking to people, connecting with people, go and talk to people. You know, if you're good at making food, make some food. You know, be of service in the ways that you're good at. Yeah, God has given you, the world has given you blessings. Use the gifts that you've been given uniquely to you.
And you can be of service in your own mind. Yeah, there's subtle service as well. So the pure and positive and uplifting thoughts and blessings and energy that you emanate from your mind and your heart, yeah, where you connect with source and bring that energy into the world, that's massive service as well. Not recognized in a very material-based culture, however, is very powerful. So you can always be serving. You really can.
So
yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is, you know, you were saying you feel like you need to get to a stable place. You feel like there's a stability that you're looking for. And that's a nice thought, but probably, and you know, things are going to continue to get more and more unstable. Things are going to speed up even more. And so where stability is going to come from is not externally at all. It's going to always come. I mean, it always did, by the way, but there was more of an illusion that we could create stability, I think. Maybe. Maybe back in the 50s or 60s. I don't know. But now that's over. And so... so that's good news, because we can now stop looking around for that and recognize that the true stability comes from within. And there's nothing that we have to learn to have that. We've come from that. We are that. We already are that. You know, like Michael was saying, you can always spend more time there in your practice and cultivate that, but it's always there, it always has been, and always will be. And so that's just an important thing to remember, that the real stability comes from our connection to source. That's the ultimate stability. There's nothing more stable. And when everything's crumbling down, that's where we'll always find our power. And so, you know, that's just, there's a lot of freedom, since that's a good, your mantra for this year, in realizing that, that you already have stability, ultimate stability at all times, is yours.
Yes, this is critical. Yeah, you can't get it in the world. But yeah, that's why we just need to give our attention more and more to remember that what is already there. See, the interesting thing I find with spiritual practices is that really all you're doing is becoming consciously aware of something that's already there that we haven't noticed consciously. So it's not about getting something outside of yourself. It's about just realizing that it's already done. It's kind of like finding out that you thought you needed money, and then you find like this massive stash of money. You're like, oh my God, I had it in the cupboard. It's just always there. I just didn't bother opening it up. And that's the same thing with us. We kind of just open it up and go, whoa, that's so powerful. Yeah, and it's not something you went out and got somewhere else. It's something that you already had. Just got to open the box and have a look. So, Lydia, thank God for you over there holding it down in Greece. We've got Lee and holding it down in Germany, which is obviously needs it in the snow. Lydia's awesome. Holding it down. We've got Agata in Brussels. Johnny's in Switzerland. Samuel's in Mexico. We've got Michelle from England.
Brighton.
So this is a powerful, powerful group. And we have other people who haven't told us where they are. But yeah, realize the power of what you're doing. Samuel, we have a question from Samuel, who's one of our new superiors. What does he say?
Yeah, kind of a comment as well. I'll just read what Samuel's sharing with us. He says, I think it has to do with Dharma. Some of us are meant to be active on the outer realms, and some contribute by doing the work internally. I have found tremendous impact by applying Ho'oponopono prayer in relation to any event, person, situation, even if it seems it has nothing to do with me. Making peace within does have direct impact on the world, and the more we notice this, the more empowered we are to contribute in this way. And he sent some smiles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Samuel. It's the truth. Yeah, truth is simple. It's essenceful. It's we can recognize it. We can feel it and know it, and it is true that all of us have different dharma, yeah, different purpose, and it is true. Some are more active on outer realms, some doing the work more internally, some both, some different combinations, and it's all very powerful and all contributing to a great transformation.
Yeah, the big question to ask ourselves is, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who are you? What are you here to do? Yeah, it's a powerful question. And don't expect that you know the answer to that right away. This is an ongoing discovery.
And Samuel is also wanting to connect about supplements and nutrition. He's saying, can anyone recommend a key diet supplement regimen? I've been experimenting with nutrition and meditation and have noticed a very noticeable correlation. Would like to pick people's brains about this topic. So supplements and connected to meditation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very big topic. What kind of supplements? I'll tell you one supplement I've taken recently that I can't say it's been good for my meditation, but I can say it's been good for my overall health. Enzymes. Yeah, I went to the health food store and talked to someone. I took all these probiotics and enzymes, and I noticed that I had far more energy, probably because if we don't digest our food correctly, then we don't get the benefit from it. So this might not be obvious to everyone, but this expression, we are what we eat, isn't really true. It's we are what we absorb, in terms of physically speaking. And what you absorb is based on your gut, the health of your gut, bacteria, healthy bacteria, and all those sort of things. And obviously this is a very detailed topic that we're not going to talk too much about, but if you can improve your gut health and you can digest your food better and absorb the nutrients better, then you're immediately going to get an upgrade in your well-being because you're actually getting the benefits. Most people are taking all these pills and things and then just excreting them because they haven't absorbed them because their digestion's not working very well, So, I'm always into 80-20. What's the easy way? And if you improve your gut health, you're going to feel better.
And eat a diet high in vegetables. Eat lots of vegetables. We have an electric steamer, and it's very convenient. You can cut up a lot of vegetables and, have a lot of steam, so they're very easy to eat. Start simple. Start with diet for sure, because there's so much to be gained by adopting a really healthy diet, really clean diet. We do recommend vegetarian. Works really well. It's good for meditation. It's good for the mind. It's really emotions. So start with that if you haven't already, and we can talk more about it. So, Martin Medini is here from Vienna, Austria. So we have another lighthouse holding it down in Austria here. Hello, beautiful people. Just wanted to say hello and share my love and blessings to all of you. This community is awesome. Big up to all the superheroes. Thank you. It's beautiful to have you here.
Yeah, well done, brother. Good job. Hope you're doing great after last time we chatted. Your Dharma. Yeah, it's great to hear everyone from literally all over Europe. We've got all these different countries, Belgium, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. I'm sure we've got Portugal, France, we might get whole continent. So, could anyone else have any specific questions? We've got a few more minutes. These calls are normally an hour long. So let's unmute Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How is everybody?
Fabulous.
I am doing really well, and I had all kinds of things that I wanted to say and bring up, and as seems to be the case with every call, it just seems to be a synchronous event always, and a lot of the things that I either wanted to ask about or say or have already been said. But I wanted to say that just, in keeping with what kind of is the theme today, that whatever darkness seems to be escalating around us right now, whatever war is breaking out, whatever trauma and angst, existential angst is going on, what comes to my mind is that really it's about choice. Barry Neal Kaufman has written some really cool books. Happiness is a Choice, To Love is to Be Happy With. And basically, that war is illusion. It's the biggest angst, I think, that I am discovering that is going on is just part of it is the escalation, whatever the cleansing is. And then it's like if you're cleansing your body, purging toxins out of your body, you're going to feel more toxin moving through your bloodstream and your lymphatic system and everything else before you're cleaned, and you actually feel sicker. And perhaps that's what's going on, but to remain focused on the choice that we have, kind of like one of the more recent superhero live calls where Taylor was talking about choosing not to feel pain, whatever that was. She broke her toe or hurt her toe or something. And I'm so grateful to have this community to be a reminder and a centering point of focus, so that all of the toxicity can truly be a choice, and I can come back to center with people of like focus and heart. And I used to, just in closing, I'll say that in reference to what you were saying, Michael, about practice and to me, the word discipline and commitment, both of those words, for whatever weird, reason, just struck fear at the heart of me. And it came to mind that the word dedication is a much more heart-based way of looking at both of those practices. And as a mom who is, now trying to find my purpose, the service that I will find the greatest joy doing, it's, I guess it's the best way I can stay focused is dedication, heart, and understanding that at any moment, whatever is going on, and there's been a lot of shit that's gone on in my life this past year, it's about a choice of focus. It's just what do I want to look at, the dark side, or do I want to look at the light side? And there's always, 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 always light within every seemingly, dark, dangerous corner. Anyway, thank you so much, you guys. And thank you to all the superheroes around the world at this time. What an intense time we are living in.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's so good to hear your voice and just the calm and wisdom that I pick up underneath, with your energy. It's really beautiful, and it's so good to hear you, and can just tell that this experience has been so powerful for you, and everyone else here. And thank you for sharing this wisdom today. Thanks for being here.
Wonderful to hear you on the call, Ariel. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep up the dedication.
Yeah,
we all have, the important thing that I'm finding myself is that we all have self-interest. We have things that we want for ourselves. And when we find the reasons and the reasons why we want the things we want, and we find the words that inspire us personally, then we're in a good place to take action. So, reinterpret everything for your self-interest so that it appeals to you personally, because that's the only reason you're going to do anything. Even serving others is beneficial for us, because we make the world better, and then we feel better about being here, so we all benefit. So, use the words that you love, and just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, because it's an ongoing, slightly bizarre, very strange adventure.
Isn't it though?
So it's a very intense, very weird, totally unpredictable, sometimes scary, sometimes joyful, twisty, turny, upside downy adventure ride. So welcome to the world.
Well, I think that, you know, giving oneself permission to be happy, and to acknowledge that we have so much to give the world because we are happy and because we are joyful in whatever it is that we're doing that brings us that incredible joy, and that is truly a service. You know, I mean, something as simple as tying a beautiful bow for somebody. I mean, something as simple as just one's laughter, you know, and how it can light up a room. And giving ourselves permission. I don't know where this restriction came from. It seems to be pervasive, though, that, you know, we have to pay so dearly to be happy. And frankly, it's BS, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've been writing a book for a while called Addicted to Suffering, because I've found this in myself, and I pretty much see it everywhere. This unnecessary unhappiness when there's reason to be happy, and we're just not happy. It's just like we've become a society of miserable people that like our misery for some reason. And, you know, being able to actually be happy is a huge success. Oh, my God, what a blessing. So, yeah, I totally agree. Just a smile, just a laugh, just, you know, tying a bow for someone or whatever it is. The energy behind that is contagious. So we're wishing all of you a happy, happy day, rest of your day, rest of your week. Stay happy. And we look forward to connecting with you next time.
So much love to all of you, and thank you so much for the presence, just the beautiful light you're bringing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Lots of love to Taylor.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Yeah. Taylor's stoked over there. She's always amused, it's one thing you can be sure of. So have fun, everyone. Lots and lots of love, and thank you for holding it down over there. Yeah, because we were really worried for a moment, but now we know Europe's all right.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so much love, and we will connect soon. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Aloha.
Aloha.